Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Barry Morphew was once the picture of a Colorado small town, respectively. Devoted father, churchgoer, family man, but when his wife Suzanne vanished on Mother's Day in 2020, that image began to crack a little bit. And when her remains were found 3 years later with a rare animal tranquilizer in her bones known as BAM, everything changed. Now, with the 2025 re-indictment on the table, prosecutors say they finally have what they need to prove Barry killed his wife. But in the case, is the case airtight or just cleverly assembled circumstantial evidence to paint a nice big pretty picture? Joining me is former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis to unpack the legal minefield surrounding the evidence, the failed first case, and whether this time justice might actually stick. So we know what the charges are. The allegation is Barry killed Suzanne. A bike was placed out somewhere. Her helmet was placed out, and eventually they found her body down a ravine. Once the snow melted, they were able to go find her. Prior to that, Barry was charged, and it came pretty close to getting to trial. And then last minute, it all got thrown out. Let's walk back there. Give us an analysis of why that happened in the first round in Colorado.
Sure. So, and then I practice in Colorado, yeah. So I'm very familiar with this case. In the first round, this was a rather small prosecutor's office, not always used to, you know, monster nationally publicized murder cases. And they made some errors, and they made some serious errors. They didn't turn over some evidence to the defense that they should have turned over. There were other problems with the case, which caused a judge to determine that the prosecution's experts had to be excluded, that they couldn't even use them for the jury. And as we were approaching trial, they had not found the body yet. And so without these experts and without the body, I think the prosecutors folded at that point and dismissed the case. Subsequently, the body was found. Subsequently, there was this analysis that shows this tranquilizer in the victim that they think they can connect to Barry Morphew. So here we are during the second indictment for murder of Barry Morphew concerning his wife.
And there were some very serious things that went on in the first trial. I mean, I believe it was the DA or the prosecutor was disbarred.
Yes.
I mean, yes, tell me about that. I mean, explain that. And I mean, and is that something that could be brought into this trial of like, look what happened the first round?
the prosecutorial misconduct and errors on the government side, including holding on to important evidence and evidence that can be exculpatory, that could show innocence. Prosecution can't do that. That's a cardinal rule. On top of that, there were a series of other errors that caused this, the elected prosecutor and the jurisdiction to be disbarred. Very uncommon. Now, I think the judge is going to really run a tight ship this second round and probably prohibit the jury from hearing about that disbarment. However, could some of those prosecutorial missteps come into evidence? Could the jury hear about those? Potentially.
And that's, it's not a look you want if you're on the prosecution of any. I mean, granted, I know it's all new prosecutors. It's being tried in a whole different county now. So it's not the same group by any means. But it is something when you're wanting a jury to try and find some sort of reasonable doubt. I mean, if the first one got dropped, why is this one still? I mean, we know why, but it's little things, little nuggets you can throw in there. And hopefully they stick if you're the defense of Barry Morphew. Her remains contained BAM, the rare tranquilizer only Barry is known to have used. It's a big deal. It's a big forensic link. But it is circumstantial. Barry used BAM while deer farming years ago when they were in Indiana, and it really hadn't been, I guess, allegedly using it since. The purchase of it was several years earlier. And they didn't find any on the property when they looked the first time. So we did find a dart cap, a broken dart gun that apparently wasn't working, you know, but I guess all things you would dispose of after you killed someone or make your gun look like it's not operable. What do you think about that? The fact that there wasn't the chemical in the house to go and say, look, this is you. It's just we got receipts for you buying it a long time ago in a different state.
You know, I think the government is going to be fine neutralizing that issue because that they have a lot of other evidence. What they say is Barry covering this up, doing concealing measures to make sure he doesn't get caught. He's going around to all these different dumpsters and dumping stuff. And you know, there's no real reason why he would need to go to four different dumpsters to do that. And so I think the government's going to say, hey, even though it wasn't on his property at the time, that's because he covered this up because he knew we were coming for him.
Yeah, I mean, there's all of that. A lot of consciousness there that looks of guilt and the seven dumpsters going and dumping stuff. And yeah, on the surface, I can't think of any reason one would be going to seven different dumpsters to be dumping different things, unless they're all full, which is a stupid excuse. But he's saying, you know, I go out here, I'm a contractor, I got a lot of junk in my truck, I don't like to go pay the dump fee, so I just kind of dump it around at different places. I don't know. I mean, I think people may look at that and go, well, I'm not a contractor, so maybe they do move it around at different, I don't, it seems unlikely. It seems like a contractor wouldn't be going to seven different dumpsters, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, quite honestly.
I think there's some plausibility to that defense, and I don't know personally.
Yeah.
But there are complicating observations as well. So some of Barry Morphew's workers claim that that day, when the government thinks he was sort of covering all of this up, there was the strong smell of bleach around him that wouldn't have been necessary at the particular job site. There were just some other curious circumstances for Barry Morphew in terms of how he was moving around the state and that kind of thing that I think make things more suspicious. But then again, maybe it was just a contractor, you know, trying his best to dump out stuff where he could dump it out. Could be.
Could it be just a case of the worst coincidences ever? I don't know about that. Barry's phone also went into airplane mode minutes after Suzanne's last text to her lover. Again, not the best of timing here. A blackout like that, I mean, does that suggest consciousness of guilt in a legal context? And also, with his phone, his vehicle GPS also went dark. I don't even know how you do that, but apparently there's something you can unplug somewhere where your vehicle's going to stop tracking you, and then it turns back on suspiciously several hours later, 8 hours later. Oh, weird.
You know, weird. Yeah, I think people are sort of getting wise to the fact that our phones all have GPS, and if a person didn't want to be tracked, they would have to somehow deactivate that, and it looks like that could be what happened. Alternatively, you know, he might say, hey, my phone went dead at that time, and there was nothing I could do about it, and so it wasn't covering something up. And so all of these peculiar circumstances are going to be up to the juror's interpretation, and they're going to look at it as a whole when combined with all of, you know, the bleach smell and the multiple dumpsters and this BAM. You know, is that going to be enough to get the prosecution over the hump? That's the question.
How many experienced chipmunk hunters do you think are going to be on the jury? Serious question.
You know,
how many?
In that part of Colorado, more than you'd expect, maybe.
Yeah,
But still, you know, there are a lot of interesting wrinkles to this sort of rurally set case that are going to be specific to that locale. And so these jurors are going to know more about squirrel hunting than certainly I am.
Y'all got a chipmunk epidemic in Colorado. And I've been there. I mean, there's like one mountain town where I've gone to, and it was an old mining town. It's like haunted or something, and there's not much up there. But it's like, the chipmunks, there's hundreds of them, and they hang out on like wood and pallets. You can walk over, they'll climb on you. It's the craziest. I have like video of the kids when they were younger at this. Like, you got chipmunks, you got prairie dogs, you got the rodents going on. And they're surprisingly like fairy rodents. They're very friendly. I do like the rodents in Colorado. I don't know if the chipmunks. I don't know if a chipmunk's a rodent, but they seem friendly. But
there are places where the chipmunks are really the ones in charge. I think they have seats on city council by now.
Yeah.
There are some issues once you get closer to the mountains with those little critters.
It makes you wonder. So I could see that. I could see, I know the chipmunk analogy sounds ridiculous to a lot of people. I have to admit, in Wisconsin, I have hunted a few chipmunks in my time. I'm not proud of it. I was a smaller child, and my dad said, here's the BB gun. Go take care of the chipmunks. And you know, when you're taking out chipmunks, you do run around your yard a lot. I will attest that that is a real thing if you are hunting a chipmunk with a BB gun. I think maybe poison dart might be a bridge too far for a chipmunk. But, he told investigators that his erratic phone movements were from chasing chipmunks. How do you think that'll land out there in Colorado?
Better Colorado. In that jurisdiction than it would land in like Denver, where I practice. In that jurisdiction, you're used to being out in the elements. You're used to living amongst the ecosystem, which includes chipmunks and deer and bears and mountain lions, everything else. And so to take measures to try and, you know, make sure your home is safe and not being overrun by little critters is actually a pretty common thing out in those rural locales in Colorado.
Obviously we learned that Suzanne was having an affair. She was seeing Jeff Lieber secretly for 2 years. They've ruled him out in all of this. He was in another state, and he, I think, was just as shocked to find out what actually went on. But she sent that text, to her husband, Barry, just 3 days before she was killed, saying, I'm done. I don't really care what you're doing anymore. We just need to figure this out civilly. That's going to be looked at as motive from the prosecution. Just a text. We don't have any evidence of Barry threatening her or beating her or anything of that nature. In fact, when they look at the body, there was no evidence of any sort of, you know, broken bones or foul play or anything of that nature. Granted, she was fairly decomposed, so there was a lot of things that you're not going to find. Nothing like that. Just seems the dart is what did its job. How strong do you think the I'm done and the she's having an affair is going to play to a jury? Also, weigh it a little bit too. You know, if a jury member has had a partner that stepped out on them and, you know, did like really did them wrong, never a reason to kill somebody, but might you find some empathy there from some folks?
Yeah, I mean, a central question for the jury in a case like this is, did the defendant have a reason to off his wife and then enter this text that was very close in time to when the alleged killing happened? You know, that is problematic. It's within the domestic violence context. The lethality within that context is just very high. That's what the statistics show us.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you know, Barry Morphew's daughters have actually been by his side for most of this case. So the family has sort of sided with him, which is interesting, and which a jury might see as, oh, maybe this was just like a normal relationship problem and not a lethal relationship problem.
That's what I was wondering about as well, because the daughters are still there. But granted, look at a lot of other cases where we know the person's guilty of sin. I mean, Diddy's kids are right there, a little bit different context, but there's been many others where the family stands by them. The Murdaugh trial, I mean, to a certain extent they did. There's been many. Grant, but these are the daughters. These are the ones who actually had a very close relationship with both Suzanne and Barry. They were all pretty tight. And from what we can tell on the surface, had a fairly normal growing up with them and viewed it as a happy, loving family. That's, you know, from the outside, there could have been a lot different going on behind closed doors, but they're still believing Barry could not have possibly done this. Could they testify? Could they be called as witnesses that might affect the jury dynamics and talk about what a wonderful dad is and how they couldn't see this happening?
You know, this is something as a trial practitioner that I use all the time. I think it's underutilized in modern practice of law, and that's character witnesses that can testify to a pertinent trait of the defendant. So here, what could happen is, you know, the prosecution saying he, you know, violently killed his wife. Well, he could call his daughters as witnesses to testify as to his trait for peacefulness. And perhaps they would get up there and say, hey, my dad is completely peaceful. I have never seen him hurt my mother. He has always, you know, worked things out as a father and a husband, you know, should arguably or whatever. And I think that could go a long way, because if the own family, who are really the victims in this case, don't believe their dad did it, can a jury really be convinced of?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big question there. And they could be very convincing. I've only seen video that they did an interview, I think, a while back, and they seem pretty convinced that their dad didn't do it. I mean, Tad Daybell's kids also don't think he did it, but it is what it is. Barry filed a $15 million lawsuit for malicious prosecution after the first charges were dropped. Who does that if you're guilty? I mean, obviously, it was all thrown out, you know, without prejudice, meaning it could come back, and it certainly has come back. But who's going to open that door of discovery and everything else that could be brought out in a civil case? That could be far more damning of what could come out in a criminal case. Was he just really calling their bluff and seeing like, see, look, I'm not that guy, because I'd be crazy if I filed this? Or did he know that it was going to get thrown out? What's your thoughts on that move?
If he didn't do it, then he absolutely should bring this for the terror that has been inflicted upon his life wrongfully. If he did do it, what a ballsy move! How audacious to like you said, open the door to really an expanded scope of discovery and evidence. Because on the civil side, you can talk about and get information about a lot of stuff you can't do on the criminal side, and so that's crazy. The one final note is that why we're back here for a second trial? Is it because the government said, oh gosh, we can't pay $15 million, we'll go bankrupt, so instead we've got to go back on our horse and come after this guy again and win?
I'm thinking of the Making of a Murderer, Dassey and what's his name in Wisconsin, yeah. Manitowoc. Yeah, that sort of a thing where, oh, we got to pay. And he won the judgment. And then, oh, we found more evidence to put you away. That's we've seen that story before. Suzanne's bones were found 45 miles away. Obviously, he went dark on his cell phone for like 8 hours, which, you know, 45 miles takes about 45 minutes. So you got 2 hours to and from, basically. Does that make it harder to link Barry directly, or do you think that that just gives more evidence to support the strangeness of his phone going dark for all that time?
I think it's a complicating factor for the prosecution. You know, there are a lot of moving pieces here, and you know, where the body was found, the fact that the body was had really degraded, those things are problematic. That there was this, what appears to be kind of a staging of the bicycle and a helmet at a different location, and it's all very peculiar. But the thing is, the government's, it's their job to connect the dots, to bring all of this together. And when you have a bunch of disparate parts of a case, it makes it harder.
It is. And I don't know that this one, I mean, me personally, when I look at this, do I think he likely did it? Yes. But is there, I feel like there's a lot of room for reasonable doubt here. Or that one could interpret as reasonable doubt. It's not quite the there's snow on the ground, how did it get there type moment as the next day. It's like, well, there's a snow cone machine exploded or somebody got a ski lift thing and they're just shooting it in the neighborhood. Possible? Yeah, not likely. I don't know. With this, I mean, you also got the DNA, the unidentified male DNA on her glove box and on her helmet. On paper, it sounds kind of weird, but it wasn't a complete match. So they said there were several people in the CODIS system who it potentially partially matched to. Okay, well, it's a partial match. Every single human being out there, you'd probably have far more matches if this is just a partial match. So I don't have a lot of weight on that one going, well, it was, you know, connected to a predator. It was connected to some men. We don't know who they are, but, you know, I think you go through anybody's car and swab it, you're going to find other DNA from other people in there if anyone has driven with you in any regular, you know, moment. I mean, it could be from anybody. Like, oh, let me give you a quick ride. Somebody from work, whatever. 1,000 reasons why that could be there and not necessarily be tied to the murder. How well, I mean, that's a big thing I think the defense is going to try and play here. How strong of a card is it?
You know, certainly the defense is going to style it as these are alternative suspects whom the government can't identify, whom it doesn't appear that they have investigated thoroughly, and they're just sort of going with blinders on, must have been Barry. That's how defense is going to style it. But yeah, like you said, you know, DNA is everywhere. And, you know, if you've had your car valeted or you've had friends in it or, you know, you've taken it to get serviced or something.
True.
All of those things could be sources of this DNA.
Yeah. I mean, valet, service, all that. You don't know. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, who, I mean, a lot of times I had the car valeted and stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if they did a swab and like somebody that is a valet, maybe on a list somewhere, wouldn't be a shocking thing. Doesn't mean I'm anywhere complicit with anything they're doing, but you know, you live life and you forget about some of those times too, that people would have access there. So again, at the end of the day here, does the state have enough to convict Barry Morphew on their second attempt? What do you think?
I think it's questionable, and I would note that the state actually had the BAM evidence months, if not more than a year ago. They just chose now to bring the charges after this $15 million civil suit was filed against them. And so if they had the goods then, why didn't they bring it then? Now they have the body too, but it's all rather circumstantial. So I think there's a real question mark on this one.
I do too. One of those where it's like, yeah, pretty sure, but do you have the goods? And it is beyond a reasonable doubt, especially in a murder case. So what will happen? That'll be interesting. No date yet announced for any sort of hearings or trials, but probably looking at the very earliest later this year, but most likely next year or the next. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Thank you for your insight, as always, on this case and the others.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. L-E-T-E-N-T-Z.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.